What's the word or phrase that your kids use that drives you absolutely nuts?
You know, you say that and you immediately sound 1,000 years old.
Oh,
you
no,
know that,
I know.
Right?
Okay. I get it. Right. And 1-800-330-9999. And I was giggling about this because my husband, he's going to kill me for even telling this. But he has one of the guys on his staff is considerably younger than we are.
Yeah.
And every time he tells him anything, it doesn't matter if it's good. It doesn't matter if it's bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. He goes, sick, sick, sick.
I've got a guy who works for me. He goes, cool, cool, cool. Like, just say cool. He's like, cool, cool, cool. And he's like, cool, cool, cool. Yeah. And I'm like, what is that? What? Mm. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he does it all the time.
Sick. Yeah, that's sick. Oh, that's sick. Oh, we just lost that deal? Sick. No.
Sick.
That's what?
Sick. Tone means a lot here. Mm. All right? Maybe your tone doesn't match.
My daughter, who's going to be 15 next week, my birthday girl, she always uses a word that makes me crazy because it's a non-answer, and I don't like non-answers.
Okay.
So if I say, like, oh, what did you think of this pasta I made last night? Meh. Meh.
Doesn't that mean, like, middle of the road,
it's
mediocre?
Just, it's like, a non-committal nothing thing. Like,
yeah.
It just means nothing.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, do you have any ideas on, you know, what you want to do for your birthday next week? Meh.
Oh, so she's using it lots of different spots, right?
It's just, it's a non-answer.
It's a verb. Oh. It's an adjective. It's all those things.
You want to get under my skin?
Yeah.
Say meh. Because it's like, it's not even.
Now you said that. Now I'm going to remember it.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch what you wish for.
My neck. I can't even. And it's not even, like, in the words. It'll be in text. I'll get a text, and it'll be like, okay, I got to pick you up at school at 5 o'clock. You cool with that? Meh. What?
Yeah.
Yes,
that makes
no
sense.
Yeah. Yes or no?
You're right. Now I need an answer.
Angelina, what's the word that your kid uses that drives you nuts?
I have a laundry list, but I think my top three would be bruh, cringe, and ick. I what do those mean?
Well, bruh is like bro.
I have zero problem with bruh. Bruh is back, and people are upset about it everywhere, and I don't get it. We all said bro. We all said dude. We said some sort of version of it.
Well, Raven still says bro.
When I lived in L.A. in the 90s, we used to say bruh. I got no problem with it. I know what you're saying when you say bruh. I'm good with it.
There's a lady where I pick up my daughter at the high school.
Yeah.
She has a bumper sticker, and it says, ma, mommy, bruh.
Yep, in that order.
Yeah,
that's
in
how
that
it
order
happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But what is it? I don't know what it is.
Ick.
Oh, ick. The ick. Ick doesn't bother me either. A lot of things give me the ick. That's why. 1-800-330-9999. What's the word that your kid uses that drives you nuts? What's the word or phrase that your kids use that drives you absolutely crazy? Because if I hear meh one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. The fact that it's so versatile and it's all in different spots here, sometimes you actually need an answer.
Right. Right. You can't just say meh to everything in text and in real life. Oh, it makes me nuts. What's the word or phrase that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
My daughter uses the word preppy all the time.
Preppy.
How does she use it?
Have you heard this one?
No.
Talking about somebody?
That's preppy. No, it's an adjective, and she's been using it probably for the last 6 months, and I could already see it's fading out. It's already, it's a fast cycle.
Mm-hmm.
See, I wonder if sometimes it's also, like, regional and where you are, because I remember when I was growing up, there was some slang terms that my friends and I used that were very much our group, you know, and if we went to a different school and used it, it wouldn't carry over.
According to today.com, preppy is a slang word that means colorful, frilly clothing.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
Says December 19th, 2023. You don't trust Hoda?
No. George, what's the word that your kid uses that drives you nuts?
No, my daughter uses the word nanya, like none of your business. Mm.
Nanya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I use yo. You say yo what? Yo mama.
Yeah, yo mama.
Yep. See, that one nanya feels good.
Yeah, but if you're over 45,
right,
Raven, that's the only time that sometimes feels good.
Feel free to take that one to work with you today. Try it out on a few people. Drive it around.
Sounds good, bro.
Rebecca, the word or phrase your kid uses that drives you nuts?
Bet.
Oh.
That's another good one.
This is a trigger for Anna. She doesn't like bet.
Yes. How do they use it for you?
I'll tell them I'm going to the store. Is there anything in particular you want? And they'll comment, and I'll say, okay, I'll get that, and they'll go, bet.
And the other version of that is when they say period.
Mm-hmm.
They say, instead of bet, they'll say period. Kind of like we're done with this conversation. It's kind of a dismissive thing.
Yeah, I don't like the period. The bet, I like.
Mm-hmm.
Bet feels like an affirmation to me. Period feels like you're shutting me down.
Mm. Joe, what's the word that your kids use that drive you nuts?
All right, so I got a 26-year-old daughter that used the words just kidding whenever she's not sure of what she's saying.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Then I got triplets that used the word bra, just like what we were talking about a moment ago.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, it's not so much the bra that gets to me.
Yeah.
It's age appropriate. When I got a kid talking to me like that, I don't know. When it's amongst adults, when it's amongst the guys, bro, yo, what's going on, brother? Stuff like that is normal. Bra from a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old
right.
Makes me want to strangle.
It makes you want to grab him and shake him. No, I get it. You're right. That's the part about it that's hard. Yeah. If I don't understand what they're saying or I have to hesitate for a minute, that also angers me at time.
Do you ever get that look where you just look over your shoulder and be like, what did you just say?
Evie, what's that word your kids use that you just can't stand?
Right now is slay.
Mm.
What's up with that? Like, who are you slaying?
Mm. It's a good thing.
I don't get it. Be playing dragons or something.
She said dragons. The thing about slay is that when it first came out, it was like, slay, you know, and it meant like really great. But now that it's somewhat played out, it's almost used with an eye roll, like slay, like, you know, like it's not as cool anymore. It's like it's almost making fun of it and mocking you if you're doing something.
I see that. So if you use it in the wrong spot or if all of a sudden you start using it now, you're definitely uncool, too.
Well, unless I'm using it to make fun of somebody who's acting corny.
That doesn't seem nice.
I, you know, the thing about these words is that they come in and out of style so fast that if you have to also know not only what they mean, but the right context to use them at that time.
Okay.
I cannot use it in front of my daughter either because she's like, Mom, you're too old to use that. This is double standard.